דף י"ז, בואו נחלה. למה נכנס? כותב דף י"ז, אין לי את זה. עושה ככה.
We'll find it later, I don't spend time now. We'll get to it, I'll find it. Now, I both sides. We'll find it later, I don't want to spend time now. We'll get to it, I'll find it. Now, I both sides.
Why can't you say the reason why you don't make the bracha is because the bottom line is, even though supposedly you're having all kavanas and shulchan aruch, but the bottom line is you're talking about what happened that day and all other things, and it's the real hefsek. Therefore, if they know there is going to be a bracha of batala, but the mice and whatever my focus are is not only say the nana.
Not the batal, the rabbi. Even if a person speaks when he shouldn't be speaking, not the diabet, it's not the bracha of batal.
No, the eager part when you're talking about the suit is not different part of Pesach. Talk about what happened in the ball game. Even
if that would be true, chas v'shalom, but still wouldn't be considered asking for the diabet, so it's not enough for one reason. Grabosai, one second. This idea that a person says halal because he thinks that today he just got a mitzrayim right now is a bechina of alkol sara v'tzara. And not a bechina of alkol perek l'perek. The brisk rubbings arrive from an ofana toys with a rush in brachas lamed hay. There it is in the gemara. Omim shira el alayayin. They said, well, we find shira shalom alayayin. What do you find shira shalom alayayin? You find shira shalom alayayin in halal by a nace, halal by korban pesach on that time of dalit, and halal. So we say it to Seder. What do you say? All those three have a din of a shira. As opposed to halal you say any other time. Halal you say the first day Shavuos has Kriyas halal. And that there's nothing to do with Yayin. It's only these three which the Cheetah for the Tosha Birosh, as Rabino will point out, that it's a case of a shira shalom al Yayin. That's the Brisker of Zerayah. And where did that idea come from? We keep this to repeat for one more time. That you have to consider yourself as if you went out of a triumph just today. It's the Rambam. Goldor Vador. Chai of Adam Nukaman. Laharas. Where did I get it from? They got it from the Mishnah. He must have the gears of Laharas. The Mishnah Kuf Tezayim. Where did Gemara get it? Where did the Mishnah get it from? So the first Gemara. Omar Rava. Sorech. It's in Kuf Tezayim of Eidah. Sorech. Sheyomar. Ve'osanu. Hotzi Misham. It seems to be the Mokot, the Rambam also. Rambam says, how do you know? V'choldor, v'dor, chai, v'odam, v'haras, it's atzmo. That's the gears that we have. The Rambam gives v'haras, it's atzmo. Ki liyotza atzmo, v'shiva b'tzrayim, sh'nemar, v'yosonu, hotvi misham. Quotes Al Gemara. Except Al Gemara, the way we have the gears, omar v'tzorach, lomar v'otsonu, hotvi misham. The Rambam, I didn't see anyways, you have to say the words Votan Vrr.
The Rambam says,
based on the Gemara, based on the word the Haras, in the Gemara, on my Rabbah, the first Gemara of the Mishnah. Tzorech sheyomar v'yosanu hotzi misham. You have to say it. Rambam never quoted to say it anywhere, to the best of my knowledge. I don't see the word you have to say it. I think he must have had a different gears or a different shot. That the pasuk v'yosanu hotzi misham as a reference is a proof text for that which the Mishnah says. The what? Chayei v'adam laharos es atzmo v'yotzi misham, to make believe and consider that you went out of Mitzrayim and tell your kids about it. Because it does say in the pasuk in Devarim Perek Vav after Krishma that you have to say tell your children kish olcha bincha mafalema mazos, and you go through olcha v'yosanu hotzi misham. Now apparently the Rambam is learning that v'yosanu doesn't mean just limited to the Dor HaMidbar that had left Mitzrayim as his young people. It's already 40 years later, but probably all the border Mitzrayim. But it's the Yesh Mocha Shulach HaZman, as Rashi quotes over there, Chumash. a month and a thousand years from now. Vosanu holti misham. It's not just a Rosh Hashanah. Vosanu is to say even generations later. That's how I understand it, but the basis of the Rambam. Yeah. And then you already pointed out that here in Kufta Zainam Adveh, we have the problem. We say, Venoma lefonam shira chadash alaluka. And the question, what do you mean shira chadash? It's an altar shira. What kind of shira chadash? So the Emet Brocha says, no, it's a shira chadash. The miracle just happened today, tonight. Tonight. The new word. And the truth is, they receive Shalmi and Sota. According to one day, anyway, Parakeh. That's derived from Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yitros, Bashir Azos, Hashem, Bayomru, Leymor. Leymor means Yerushalmi, Leymor Ledoros, Shiyom Mashir Al Kolmeis, Shiyosalev. The miracle happens, he requires to say Shira. We even suggest, maybe that's a halal, of halal Dorites, if you recall. Maybe. And we have to discuss a little bit how far do we go with the chiyuv of halal. If it's the rice and we said women, they should be chayav. It's not man grama. If it's the rabbanon and they only chayav the rabbanon, they can't be multi men, perhaps. That depends on all the various considerations from before. Yes, no? Oh, shkoyach. All right. Thank you. Lam is Dalu, Amud, Alam, Rep, Kalam. Kosvu Agaonim, very good. Al Kriya Salah Shabalele Tzaf of Kosvu Agaonim, Shemavarach of Ligmor, Fishimav Sikimbo Lechol Sudasan. Yes? Vein of the Kori Bialda, which I assume, well, the Chay Pirish of Tzedak Lev Hai. She'ein Elok at Kori Bialda. What they call Kori Bialda, what we call Shira, as opposed to a formalized Kriya. Kori Bialda, a mere, means like it's kind of a Shira Dikadid. So that's what the Briscoe points out. What's he saying? We know what the Rav Hai goes to. The Ran quotes it. But then of Shira, Kriya Bialda is called Shira. What does it to do with the fact to make a Hefsik? What do you do? The answer is Rabosai, no. The reason why we're permitted to make Hefsek, and why we do make Hefsek, is because to demonstrate it's not a Kriya, but it's only a Shira. A Shira, you can be much more informal with how you phrase it. And he goes, oh, we're going to have to do it in a few minutes. He says, I'm Masech HaSot, because of Bahag and Bevorchat, that it's Sotel and the Mazal, they should call it also Bemsa. I'm Masech HaSot, from Perek, Kof, Shalach HaTetz, Yeshem, Bevorchat, we discussed it tomorrow. Look, I'm going to say it. Doesn't give you all the second sofa story. There, if you look at the second sofa, it says you make a broken shul. Not to say it. We'll come to that a little bit in a little while. We'll come to that. So thank you very much, Noam. That's where it is. Lamedal. Excellent. We have to talk about a little bit, not for now, it's the Mawad Muzman I asked you to look at, which I can't find here, so I'll respond if you can see it. What about Halal and Chanukah? Is that also a woman's chayav in that also or not? Should we apply the with Af Hein Hoyu, but also an ace? I have to discuss this all as possible.
We talk about that when you're talking about Wayne and Ken,
so. Till when can you say Halal? Case of that. Till when? The offering of our brother, so also Shah. So the Rashba, at the corner of the Akiva. So Machlokas, but later on in the Sefer Tzok, we already had touched on it a few times, that till when did you be owed to the Korban Pesach? Rabbi Akiva says all night, and Rabbi Akiva says only till Chatzos, it's on Kuf, Chof, and the days, and the Sefer Tzok, all the time in Megillah, and Brachas, and the Tzvachim. We say it every day, it's a lesson shul, right? Pets of Anna, Mechel, Ella, Ad, Katzos. Star Mishal, like whom? Like a Beloza Ben Azariah. Against Rabbi Kiba, because it's all night. Fine. So how do we pass in the halacha of this Machlokas? Kab is the Ramah and says Klor. Pharaoh Shiramah about this.
First of all, the Mishnah says it until Katzos, but that, first of all, it comes those days when? the what is Bachat Tov? You can't tell me only the zero that you shouldn't count to having those that are Kolo Kishata.
That's not the rest. Else to Russia, else to see the cigarette. Says the Ramah, the Yaakov, the Machabe, says that Apikomo before Chatzos, says the Ramah, Tophai and Zion Sephalif, the Yaakov, Lo Atzmol, Shagama, Hal, Yikra Kodem Chatzos. The Hal, the Rani says the same thing, Hal should be before Chatzos. It's Ran Perk Avipso.
Yikra or Yikmo?
Obviously, you have to finish it, but I say, only half it. You have to do the whole thing. Comes the Mishnah Brura and says, "Ratzaloma im birchasa shemavarach lachreo yomar lechatfila kodem chatzos." Not only the hal itself, even the bracha afterwards. All right, only lechatfila is over here. That's over here. But I saw the same Seder quote, an amazing sukkah. I looked it up; it's true. The Chavetz Chaim, when he was much younger, wrote a Seder called Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael, the fantastic sefer, written for the front, exactly. Machne, written for his Jewish soldiers who found themselves in the various armies of Europe, mostly in the Russian army. How do you survive as a Jew in the Russian army? Oh, we'd have all given up. The Chavetz Chaim was for tzaddik, he didn't give up. So he wrote this fantastic sefer, called Machne Yisrael. And he passed in Shabbos there. In Machne Yisrael, he passed it. I looked it up. I have it. And I call Kisrich on the Times from Chelik Aleph, the three-volume set. He passed in there. I think it's Perek Yud Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. That if you say Halal after Chatzos, you don't make a brach afterwards. Sofek brachos lov. Ad kedekah. Psak for the Machne Yisrael. True here in Mishnah Berurah, it does lechatchila. But I've often said, as the rabbis to tell us, there's a steer in Rambam between the Pirush and Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. So Rambam trying to change his mind. So we would just say, forget the Pirush and Mishnayos, change his mind. And he would answer us, no. The Rambam before he changed his mind was also the Rambam. It was also a Rishon. You can just ignore what he said then. So the Chavetz Chaim before he apparently changed his mind was also the Chavetz Chaim. It was also a Pesach Adar. So apparently it was a very legitimate point of view not to make a bracha on Hallel if you missed the Chatzos deadline, because it's a suffix bracha slok. On the other hand, Aruch HaShulchan says, why? What Hallel? What does Chatzos have to do with Hallel? No way to complete it. What Hallel? Where's Hallel coming to Chatzos? So there are a couple of ways you can say they are related. The Vilna Gaon says, Pasha, it's Kos Revi is required for Chatzos. And Kos Revi is tied to Hallel. Yes? No. After. I thought of Vilna Gaon says, after the all four cups of wine, we should connect the Havalashon and Shulat three before Chatzos. Yes?
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, I guess the four cups have to do with CPCs Mitzrayim. You know, the whole part of about one big unit. You can't make Kiddush before Tzeis, you can't have the last Chazor before after Chatzos, all the same pattern. That's the Vilna Gaon is over here. Hashit is Agro. It's a cotton vav. Pashtus, that's what the explains over here, in the Sefer Seder. That's the Pshat over here. That's Pshkuli Pshat in the Machne Yisrael. If the Bracha is instituted on the fourth cup, that's what he seems to say. Instituted in the fourth coast, and the fourth coast requires before Chatzos, even in the Kuva perhaps. So therefore, we start to get out and make a bracha. There are those who say that's based upon another mission. The mission of Tzadi Hei. This is part of the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim makes reference to that's the mission of Tzadi Hei, which tells us that Hallel, that the Pesach Rishon, is Ton Halal V'Achil Asa. And what is Achil Asa Korban Pesach? To when? So Chatzos. Ein Anecho Halal Chatzos. So the Halal has to be before Chatzos. The same as the Mishnah Tzadi Hei. It stops the Chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Then he quotes in the same Sefer Kapachayim, that some say Pekeret, based upon the Yerushalmi in the fifth Perek, that the Shiur was set in Mitzrayim after Chatzos. After all the enemies died, the Bukhara died, and the Mitzrayim were in the Mahuma, then they said Shiur. Kibadavka have to have Shiur after Chatzos. So in my opinion, this is again my opinion only, that's probably Niritza. Niritza we say Moz Niritz. And if I'm right, after Mitzamtzeh, after finish Halal, you know, not that long before Chatzos. So your Niritza should, how long does Niritza take? Depends on how much you sing. 15 minutes, how long does it take? Max? It takes a lot of stuff to say there, man. Yeah, I mean, what? You still got to say the words, what? Yeah, it takes time.
So it's the second
time you say that, right. In my house, it's not Bachat Yelah, we know the Yerushalayim time thing, but we say it after Chatzos, because we, as I was, I'll get to the minute. We always have a big problem with this Chatzos story. But let me just finish up. So the fact that this Niritza, which is goes past Chatzos, is what the Maya always goes past Chatzos. So that would be the other sheet, the Yerushalmi, after Chatzos. As a matter of fact, in my house, we very often have to rush through the hall a little bit to get to finish it before Chatzos. It's not really proper. Because the Pnei Moshe, and on the Yerushalmi and Pesach and Perek Ches, Allah Chazayin says he's supposed to say the Hallel of Pesach night slow, you shouldn't have to rush through it. Of course, this requires planning ahead. It's so simple as all that. Plan ahead. You have to, come home and start right away, and then I always have the time, and I'm always, by us it's already Chazak every year, last year we were so late, we started a new minute, which I think we have to continue for the future. We didn't open the door until after we finished Hallel. Like opening the door is a big sermon, opening the door. We always open the door, we sing Aliyah Hanavi, we say Shulchan Moscha. All that, as important as it is, I had to postpone. I didn't have the 3 minutes extra. I remember, she was so late, so mitzumtzum. I didn't have the 3 minutes extra to, another piece of fish. But can I tell you, it just takes time. It's plenty of time. The whole night is from Seif till Chatzos is going to be six hours, whatever. But you know it is. Yeah. Come to the end and then starts getting awfully, awfully tight. Yeah.
First of all, which Chatzos? I heard that the Magen Avraham has like a very late Chatzos.
Oh yeah, new Chatzos?
No.
I don't know what Chatzos.
Besides the standard proposal, like
Moshe has
Chatzos.
Chatzos.
You know, like depending which hotpot you're on, mostly the chicken Chatzos, and then Magen Avraham. I'm not sure. So I heard it's like the latest hot. I don't know. And also, what about the Sukkot Shabbat goes to Eitzah to happen tonight? That when you eat the matzah.
Whoa! We're not talking about matzah. We're not talking about
tonight.
We're not becoming. I'm talking about now. Hala, the way after the Apikom. No Sukkot Shabbat comes to Hala. We'll get to everything later. Yeah.
You're saying
with Halak,
Chatzos, and Nirtzah?
Four Chatzos.
According to the Yerushalmi,
what did the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi seems to say in one place that there's a Shira in Mitzrayim after Chatzos.
Right. So
the Kafakayim quotes that some say have to say Halak after before Chatzos. And some say have to say Halak after Chatzos. How do you do both? Some suggesting. They say the Halak, but including the Bracha, which is what the Mishnah Berurah passed in one place, so you can't even make a Bracha with the Yevet after Chatzos. So even I don't want to go that far. I understand it, but many people don't follow the Machne Yisrael. They follow the Mishnah Berurah on the Chatchila. But at least the Chatchila, you have to try very hard to get the fourth cup with the Haluka, with the fourth kos in, before Chatzos. It's at all possible. And then I said, in my house, we're so lucky, we always get it just under the wire, if we're lucky, huffing and puffing. But then we have the Nirtza, which is the Nirtza, Vayiba Chatzia Laila, with the Piyutim, Kilo Noah, Kilo Yor, Aderu. What else is there? Chagadja, whatever else I skipped there. So all those things, that goes way after Chatzos. That's what we ought to
do. That's what I'm going to ask you about. Do you think that's the Kiyum in Amirat Shmira?
Vada.
Do you have to read out the Halal Mitri?
You can say Halal Mitri twice. Whatever we say, the other Shiras. You can make everybody happy. Now.
What is going to say before Chatzos? Do you think that happens? Let's just say some Halal.
Oh, but those who finish 11 o'clock, the Seder. They're already sleeping on something. Yeah. What can I tell you? One more nekuda for today, and that is holding the coast for halakha. The tour in Siman Tafayin Gimel says you're required to pick up your coast when you start, when you say the ficha at the end of Magid, straight to Gaal Yisrael. It's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Tafayin Gimel Siv Zayin. Pick up the coast from the ficha and you hold it all the way until Gaal Yisrael. Hold on a second. Why? Why? The Torah says, "The fisher ain omrim shira ela ala yain." Mamish, that melitza that we saw that the Gemara had, which the Brisker Rav quotes that applies to the Seder night from Yuchad, is quoted by the Torah here in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Now, hold on a second. You get the impression from the Mechaber clearly that before the feeling was put down, that you don't have to hold the coast for the entire Haggadah. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber said the only reason why we fill up the coast by the, before the Haggadah, Bozum go kol shmiyad kol sheni, why? Only because they should do a tinokos, lomashos kol sheni gonim surah. If it wouldn't be for the tinokos, you could first fill up the wine much later. I told you in my house, when there's such major wine spills, rivers of wine, so we try to postpone the pouring of the cup until much later. How much later? So I would wait till mamish till l'ficha. But the minigar amor, my kids are not marich on this minigar amor. The minigar amor is noag and lizrok ma'at min akos ve'etzpa shemagiel adam ve'esh v'timros oshem. And you say the makas v'tzach adash v'achad. So you got to have to be full by then. You can't take drops off an empty cup. I haven't figured where to do that yet. If I could, I would do that. But that time already close.
Don't drink.
We'll come
to
that. What comes after that?
It's already. Lifting
the
cup. Wow. Holding the cup.
That's already Dayan, right? That's already towards the end. Isha Amda. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes. You should pick up the cup. Inshallah. The Isha Amda. Cover the matzahs. All right. There's nothing in your cups. You pop.
Why don't you say you don't drink a roll of coffee? You drink the roll of coffee for a cup of kiddush. You still have something in there for your dumb but you should see what.
Oh, my kids have a little bit of the,
yeah.
How do you get it up? You have to bring it, you have to have a full cup. You can't go all dip in the bottom and bring it up.
Yeah.
That's tough. Anyway, wait a minute, I'm finished yet. It says Ishlotinokos. Ishlotinokos, we already learned in previously. As one of the Balabasta is good enough, Ishlotinokos. By Karpats and Urchats and all those other things, maybe. So we try to do in my house. Every year it depends on the politics, who's there, what. It all depends. Now, the third and fourth coast, the Mechaber does not say anything by picking up the coast. The Bechara itself, you can say, is self-explanatory. Benching. The Mechaber says, Mevarach Olav Brichas and Baz Navani, pick up the coast. You know what? Why do you bench all the coast, pick up the coast? And here, everyone's betting on the coast, not just the Mizami. Everybody, so much pick up the coast. That's to get the fourth coast. It's the Gomer Maskel Alon of the Gomer Olav Esahalo. So maybe you got to pick it up, push up shot. It's for the Rav used to learn shot based on the Rambam. At the end of the Friday, you have to pick up the coast for all these things. And he calls her Rav Chaim Hell this way. Look at the same as Seder Aruch, Perek Kuf Hei, footnote 30. That Rav Chaim, he quotes it from Rav Chaim, is to pick up the cup for the halal after, you know, in the fourth coast. After picked it up, just held it in his hand. I don't know how far he picked it up. And there are Mekilu. There were Chashulchan quotes back there in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sifchav Gimel. And there are those who are Mekil even when it comes to the halal before the Suda put it down. So printing all that I got is Maxwell House goes against the Mechav. How did Maxwell know about the Chashulchan? Maxwell House writes, and all the other Haggadahs, you pick up the coast of the FIFA, you put it down, you pick it up again for Asher Golov. How do you know about the Aruch HaShulchan? Such Bikim. Aruch HaShulchan is at the minute. But the Mechaber says, no, I've got to pick it up for the entire bit. So how come the Mechaber puts it up for the entire bit, but he doesn't say Beferish, got to pick it up for Hal at the end? So I would have said, it's kosher that way. But the minute is not that way. Most people don't pick up even though they do pick up the coast, from the Fichav straight to Gaal Yisrael, don't pick it up afterwards. So the Seder or Aruch has his own new suggestion. maybe Halal before the Surah is B'Torah is Shira, and Halal after the Surah is B'Torah is Kriya. They didn't. Why theorizes? Because the Halal before the Surah is about Mitzrayim, the taste of Mitzrayim. Whereas the Halal afterwards, he suggests, is what? It's Kriya, none do Mitzrayim. So he suggests. It's a little bit radical, but that's a minute. Look. The truth of the matter is, that's according to the Torah Svara of Shiur Aleihem. So when I heard it from my Rebbe, named Reb Chaim, and it's printed down the same to say it, none do it Shiur Aleihem, don't be so fancy. Kol Shabracha, you have to have to say the Bracha Alakos. As a matter of fact, I used to hear from my Rebbe, and it's printed here also in the Seder Aruch, in Perek Ayin Dalot, footnote 51, he quotes it from Rabbeinu Yonah. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah. It says, you have to pick up the coast for the entire Haggadah. Straight through. Rabbeinu Yonah says, why? Again, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because of Einam Mashir El Eliyahim. And apparently he considered the whole Haggadah to be a Shira, because you know, it's a Shabbat Haggadah, but it's well.
Yeah.
Four hours full off after a while. They just told the Kolbin. As it was, those who have the minutes that never been on the day, they didn't do it, it's a terrible thing. And the rabbi even quipped. I remember one thing in one of the shiurim. As you know, it says in Mishnah Berurah, this farm, you're supposed to pick the cup up for each amda. It says, it's a risk. We put the cup down for each amda. I guess each amda is not part of the Haggadah, officially. Not part of the original text. They put it down for each amda. They pick it up for the ikka part of the halal. The ikka part of the Haggadah. Apparently, quotes the also from the Arsa Meach to that. In Perek Zayin Alocha Hey, you have to pick up the cup. And the Rav quoted this from Reb Chaim, based on the Rambam. Not do Shiur Aleihem. If you have to add, Rambam says that the first cup is new, Kiddush Aleihem, and the second is Haggadah Aleihem. The Kiddush Aleihem, you pick up the cups. Bet you pick up the cups. Say, do I have Haggadah now? Minig Yisrael is not the way. The Mechaber is against it. The Mechaber said, you pick it up by Leficha. Can't argue the Mechaber. So therefore, I don't try to introduce this woman. I tried once, but I said, oh, they shouted me down on this one. This is too much. So here we rely on the Mechaber, because against the many Gedolei Yisrael. We didn't get a chance to talk about it all today. There's a whole issue in this section. And it's a fight. Hallel and Shul Pesach Mayim. I think one Hara. Big fight is number one, what you're supposed to do, and number two, what do you do
if you're not
if you're in a place that you don't do what you think you should do. Both are very important. Maybe tomorrow.
Didn't find talks about a different issue, not related directly to us, but indirectly. And that is a chiyuv of a woman for Hallel on Chanukah, not on Pesach. So the Binyan Shlomo, it's quoted there, it's quoted by the Sechemet, discusses this issue. He wants to know, can a woman, he presumes that a woman is obligated in Hallel on Chanukah. Afen Hayabos Ohaneks. Hal on Chanukah, excuse me. And he therefore, as a kash against the Rambam, who implies in Hilchos Chanukah, I think it's a parrot. Gimel Halacha Yudalad or something like that, I'm not sure, that a woman cannot say Halel for a man. It's the implication here. He wants to know why not. If a woman's chayav and a man is chayav, so why can't he say Halel for her? She say Halel for him. So he gives an interesting answer, Binyan Shlomo. True, women are chayav and men are chayav. Women, he says, I don't quite fully understand, women only chayav say any kind of shir v'shevel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's been not Torah, you say anything, whatever you say. May God be praised. That's good enough. However, the man is chayav to say the specific nusach of halos we haven't printed in the Siddur. That a woman is not chayav in the Yigurah. Therefore, the woman is not as chayav as the man, therefore she cannot say halos for him. So suggests the Binyan Shlomo. Yeah?
I don't see what it means to have someone say halos for
I tell you, say, listen, Shemei Kona. Yeah, why not?
Kriyishma, you can do that or
Kriyishma is a good question, you can do that or not. That's a big machlokes. big machlokas. First Vilna Goyim on the Mishnayos and Shas and Brochas, the first Mishnah says no. The Emor says Korin is a Shemaz, Loshen Rabin. The Emor has to read for himself. That's what the Vilna Goyim says. Others disagree. They say why Shemekon? Why not? Kiddushi can say Shemekon for sure. Anyway, I don't understand. It's been in Islam. Where do a Chiyav Dara? Who wants Chiyav Daraisa here? We already pointed out that Chassam Soeb has said that the Chiyav Daraisa Bechadik is against an offering of Gemara. It must be the Rabbanim. I'm not exactly sure. Bechlala should be no Daraisa. L'chor. That's the only Chassam Soeb for all that says Daraisa. And the Daraisa is limited to us to any Nusach. That could be. It's possible. I thought the real answer was, and I think that the modern is on the closest answer to, that the women aren't chayiv at all. They're not chayiv at all. You don't say Afi Chayiv Bosu has to be chayiv them in Halal on Chanukah. We never heard of it. Why not? He explains it, his Nusuch, and I'll give you a slightly different spin. He says, Afi Chayiv Bosu, a Nesit Chazal institute, a particular chiyuv, Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Abrakosis. Because those are particular actions which must take place to commemorate a particular miracle. Halal is a din klali. Halal applies. You say halal on Shavuos and halal you say on Sukkot and not doing a bit of miracles. You have to require halal. Elabai, right now you're going to ordain the halal for a particular miracle. That's not included. That's not part of Afilei Bos Ways. That's what he says. And my version of saying this, more of the same thing is that the only chayav in the Pesumenisa aspect. Back to the old Pismen. And Halal, although Halal is important, it's not a formal kind of a Pirsume Nisa, perhaps along the lines of what the Mu'adam Zvanim said, because as you see, it's plus to Shavuos and plus to Sukkot, it's not no Pirsume Nisa. But he just said it plain, I'm just saying a little twist, it goes back to our old soul. Maybe. All right. Now we start the major topic of today's Shia, which is, yes, David? Maybe. Yeah. No, not Chaim at all. I agree that they're not Chayavas. But he said they're not Chayavas, why? Because it's not a particular, he's the only Chayim and Megillah and Ner Chanukah and Dalai Karas, because Chazal instituted to commemorate a particular miracle. Not if it's a double Kloli, which is not related to a particular miracle. And I'm saying I think he's right, but I'm giving an added snake that has to do with our own Yisrael, that Afe and Hoyu, both ways, is really Pesum and Nisa. And Pesum and Nisa is limited to a Nes, even if it be more than one Nes. But not a Hala, which applies even beyond Nes, such as Yontif, so it's not a nice kind of a commemoration. That's why it's a little bit of a different angle. But same, you're right, it's more or less the same. Yes?
That one is helpful. As the Shulchan Aruch from Chanukah says, had a woman who can't cook it, right? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss the halal. Obviously, if it doesn't mention it, it's not a meal.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, okay.
It's anything with the Yavadaz too, Pesach. I mean, if it doesn't say it,
we're not up to you. Now we discuss a major topic, which is a subject of major fights in many major shuls, and that is halal and shul Pesach night. This is a real whopper. I'm telling you, there are a few issues, sometimes the modern issues of, you know, what do you do with certain Israeli issues, which are even more divisive in shuls. But in terms of the general traditional Nusach HaTfilah, there are few issues which can be as divisive and as explosive as halal Pesach night. Don't ask me why, it's just the way it is. So the major source over here is the Ran on the Kof Vav of an Aleph and Hour print, which will start right away. Says the Ran, Mai Brichas Ashir Yalucha Mide Bevarchina Belel Psochim La'achar Kriyas Ahalal Yalalucha Mashman Shebevarchan Lefon of Ligmar Halal. Why? How does he know? Can't be. Can't have a bracha after a mitzvah and a bracha before. Why not? Kiddush of a Perek Bas Siman is needed up in Aleph and Beis. So you see clear that there exists a chiyuv of a bracha before Halal on Pesach night. Thank you. Beraya l'davim in the Tanya b'Masechah Sofrim Perek Chof Halachates Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadek Omer Shmona also yom v'layla echad yomit gomer ben Tahal of Elohim Shmona simei Chanukah the yomtav shel atzeret v'chag asukus v'yom shmini atzeret the yomtav harishon shel Pesach v'leilo the first night Pesach also this is the first day of full Halal uv'gola golos Echad v'yesrim yom u'beiz leilas. What did I say? Two nights of Pesach. What do you add? You add one extra day for Pesach, one extra day for Shavuot, so one extra day for Sukkot. So it's from 18 to 21. Fine, and an extra night. U'mitzvah min ha'muspah goes into Pesach HaSof and Vayta. Likros halad v'esach nes v'shtei leilas shel golias u'levorech aleihem. Ula omro bin the ima, the kaim ashenemar unuromamo shemo yachto. Ushakori also the base of the Torah Lavorech, shekvar birech borabim. That's the Masechah Sof. Quite clear, straightforward, is a mitzvah to say halal and shul, say the night, with a bracha. And when you say with a shul, say the night with a bracha, you come home and say halal at home, there's no need to have a brach of asher kiddush ha'pesav etzvanu likro or ligmar as a halal before you begin the halal. The implication is that if you didn't go to shul, you didn't daven in shul, what would happen? What's the implication? You would have to make a separate brach of asher kiddush ha'pesav etzvanu likro as a halal before you begin halal. Ha mashma Shukoy also taught bracha. Shukuchal yomesh yochad governor sal. Ella shukada v'kor of beis haknesses. Then it's all about the beis. Shukvav birch barav. Otherwise, you would have to make a bracha. V'chitayva v'abagamor dilan v'erechad afyunim in beis. Tanila the Rabbi Shimon ben Yosoda kam yudchas yomesh yochad governor sal. Lo katani leil leila rish shel pesah. Lav kushi. The wife was a great kash. Lav kushi. No kash. Why isn't it a kash? I would say it's a fantastic kash. No, it's not a kash. Why not? Says it around like this. The awesome is the first word line. The awesome halal shall asiyas mitzvah lo katan. Teda. The lo mani nami halal shall beshkidas psachim. The mani lo b'mas nisim the awesome. So comes up the round with a new idea, which is first things we don't find anywhere else. What's the source for this idea? That the halal which you say at the time of Achilas Korban Pesach, which is Pesach night, is not a halal on the Geula, it's not a halal on the Haggadah, it's not a halal on anything, it's a halal on the mitzvah. What mitzvah? The two mitzvahs we do that night. Either Korban Pesach, which we eat for that night, or what? Or matzah. The Ran does not go into details of which mitzvah he has in mind. What mitzvah are we talking about over here? If the look in the original source is the Ramban, on our daf, the Chidush Rabban here, and it's quoted in the Rabbi David and the footnotes. The Rabban says both. It's taught the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and now in the law of Korban Pesach, well, we have the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Now this idea of saying Halal on a mitzvah, at first glance, is absolutely no source. If you say Halal, then you ever do a mitzvah. Who ever heard of this thing? What did you say, Neil? Sukkah. You walk on the sukkah, you say halal? It's an excellent question. You walk on the sukkah the first night of the you say halal? Oh, he's saying that you sold over here. The reason why you say halal is to say the night is not because it's of the geula, but because of what? Because of the mitzvah you fulfill. What mitzvah you fulfill? Achilas Korban Pesach in the good old days. And today, Nebuch of Nechata Einu, we're down to one. Matzah. Yes? Oh, Shita, that we do find. Where do you find that? No, Avram, where? Where, which fit? $7,000, wow. Unbelievable. The truth is, you can look at our parrot, Kuf Yud Zayin, and that's where you really can see it. Sometimes also so far back as the Kiyas, we can call them a Septa. On Kuf Yizayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara says in the fifth, we call medium sized line, Efshe Yisrael Shachtu at Pisrayev, V'natu Lulavayan, V'lo Amru Shira? Question mark. Is it possible that the Jews took the Shechta the Korban Pesach? And what else? Come on, and what else? And they hauled out to the Lulav, and they didn't say Shira? Ah, how is that possible? So apparently they did say Shira. Now why did they say Shira when they Shechta the Korban? Didn't say Achila. When they Shechta the Korban Pesach. And why did Shira when they took the Lulav? So Rashi is completely silent. Doesn't say a word. Nothing. Well, one of the reasons might be this Gemara is found earlier in the Masechta, up in the right hand margin. Sadi Heim and Beis. Let's look there. Rashi made something over there. That's Rashi Efshar Achulei. It's a little bit down the narrow line. The came of the Dvar Mitzvah Hu Tohon Halal, believe it or not. Rashi Tzadayim and Beis is exactly what the Ran says. That the reason why I say Halal for what? For the Shechitas Pesach and the Tzilas Luch, it's a Mitzvah. Came of the Dvar Mitzvah Hu Tohon Halal. It's a wild, I thought a plea. And Sukkah, it's also a Mitzvah. Ah, it says, Shchitus Pesachim and the Tzilas Lulavim, I thought it's not right anything. Shchitus Pesachim is the din of Korban. Korban is Ton Shira. And even the Tzilas Lulavim is also a different kind of halach. The Tzilas Lulavim is a din of what we call Nanuim. Od Yerana Nuate Ayor, the Gemara Tzuka says. That's a Bazundir Adin, a special halach. When it comes to Nanuim and the Lulav, they require Shira. When it comes to the Shchitas HaKarmen requires Shira, it's a base of Mimish to get in. Shchita with it, Shira, etc., etc., all Korbanos. But over here, when it comes to the Achilas Pesach or the Achilas Matzah, which is even further removed, Achilas Pesach, Korban Achal. Where do we find the concept of saying Halal? I don't know, Rashi seems to be against me. Rashi seems to be saying that it's in fact, Mitzvah requires Halal. That the question of Sukkah is excellent. Sukkah doesn't require halal. I'm sure there are many other mitzvahs that don't require halal. You can't bring a rabbi for shofar. That's because the one says there's no halal on Yom Naron. Okay, so now we can. But the Chor Sukkah, that's the remaining rabbi. Yeah?
Why can't you say that the
Source the Ramban. And Rashi sounds like a little bit over here also. All right, Rabotai. Major question. If in fact the bracha is, the halal says on the mitzvah, now that explains why we say halal in the Seder itself, in the Seder proper. Why do you say it in shul?
That's all right.
that's malchus or mitzvahs, then why do we say they're halal and shulish? They're in the private house. We're going to eat them matzah when you used to eat the carbon pesach somewhere around. So the answer is given, Pasha for the Rabbeinu David. Sounds like he says that the reason why we say the halal and shul is a zecher for the old time halal, which used to be said the chabura. It was said in large groups in connection with the Korban Pesach. Therefore today we continue to say halal and shul in the large group as a commemoration of that. Take a look, for example, the very end of Pe'ayim and Beis. The last five words. Kazesa Pischa Bahalela Poka Pashva the Rabbeinu David. Sounds like he says that the reason why we say the halal and shul is a zecher for the old time halal, which used to be said the chabura. It was said in large groups in connection with the Korban Pesach. Therefore today we continue to say halal and shul in the large group as a commemoration of that. Take a look, for example, the very end of Pe'ayim and Beis. The last five words. Kazesa Pischa Bahalela Poka Igra. What does that mean? The Rashi explained to a big chaburis, and they were joining the Korban Pesach, even up at Kazayas, a big crowd. Bahalela Poka Igra, which means, Rashi explains, it's such a big noise. Ki'ilu, as if, Hagagim is backing. The roofs are falling. Look at it, actually fell in. A lot of noise. Now, what does this mean? It's a hamon, a big group, gets up on the roof, and it's as if the roof's going to collapse. It means it's big chaburis that come together to say hala. So the hala that we have in shul, Rabbi Nadav is in effect suggesting, is the zecha to that. Okay, that explains. Fine. I'm sorry. Oh, that's another question. Exactly, when did it take place? When? Because of the harishon ton halal al achiloso, achilas korban pesach. I'm talking about the shechitas pesach. I'm talking about the achilas korban pesach. That's at night. That's what we do. We say halal at night. Man achil, not man shechitah. They? No. They would. I mean, maybe with certain houses, but they would get together in big groups in Yerushalayim, and they would take and halal on the roof. Al Achila, I'm not sure. I mean, before they read it, after they read it? I don't know. Yeah, Paul Halabaki was on Rambam. You said something, okay. Look at the Rambam. Whatever you don't know what to do, look at the Rambam. You can't look it up in Shulchan Aruch. You know, Korban Pesach. The Rambam says that it was Korban Pesach. Pull your Perek Yud. Take a look if you can find it. Tod Halal Ba'achilosa. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It's the last time it was Korban Pesach. Doesn't say the fair is what it means. Sorry. Bah! A little before, a little after. I can't see it right now. I have to look more. Okay. Where are we up to? Yeah. So now, Rabbeinu David says his whole notion is wrong. Sounds like he said that the halal Pesach night is not on the Achilas, not on the Achilas Pesach. It's on the Geula. That's what I always thought. The halal is on the geula. The geula is Mitzrayim. It's shira al anes. That's what I thought. Not do with mitzvah. Not at all. He also agrees. Rabbi Nadav is very strong on this. He says, "Befeirish, much more than the Rav. If a person did not hear halal at shul, he must say halal at his house at the Seder. That's an absolute must. Rabbanan flies it, and the Rabbi Adavis says it emphatically. And there are those who are mistaken, and they leave it out. It's wrong. How can you have a mitzvah without a bracha before it? He quotes on Shalom Baruch of Atara Tchila. Sure, that doesn't do anything. But he gets very into it. It absolutely must be a bracha on the halal. The last question, how in the world can you say halal in the house? It's a big hefsek. You say halal, you say the two prophets. And then you start with matzah, with re-washing your hands, and the matzah, or the Torah, you know.
You say
bracha
on halal.
It's a big hefsek in the middle of the halal. How can you do such a thing? So the Ran takes care of that problem. Turn to the Ran, please. You discuss it a little bit. I think maybe that was even longer than the Ran, but the Ran does have a discussion of this. That's where. That's page 52. Yes, Akasha, on the last wide line on top, a few words before that, Tamarim Absigin Bova Kovin Suda Visofa. The mitzvah, the mevarach on the front of Ligmor, the mevarachas yalucha, abi brachas, the shalach mitzvasa. Hey, kabu hefsek zevin shtei brachas palalu. That's a gavaldik akasha. How do you make a what kind of brachas this? Ikal the meima, the narrow liner. Shein hefsek abo machmas has mitzvah mevatla mitzvah. Velo kova brachas shere agon is alamu shem a hefsek abemta mitzvah v'soch ein ochoz a mevarach shere yhalal shem mevarach and kodem kriyotzo apap yikein bein perek leperek posek. Gemara brachas yudalit vein achoz and mevorach with kias to miyushim again the same tushta with kias to miyumba nami brachah achas lekulam v'kvasa l'afzik menein achav pikein amat tzvila v'ashim v'sidro shayom eno hefzik apkai eno hefzik shkach nisknu l'mitzah v'sidro shayom. Wow. You know, you can make it, how can I have hefzik in the middle of the mitzvah? All right. Or omer ramban dal shematzinu gedolah mitzvah v'virchas ha-torah the meyika takana v'sech v'varach l'fonel v'chos v'varach v'choya v'arei kana kama avsakha shezeh birach v'korah v'nistalek v'olach v'v'shem yosef shlushuk v'shisha achronim korah v'brocha shalo v'acha v'varach v'sof u'pozna v'brocha shalo shisha rishonu batam came in the kriyas shkol shivacho v'liyo mitzvachasi v'en avsakha shalem klum v'shika mitzizul avsakha salaloi v'chen kriyas halal ele psoch achilas psochim u'matzas chovoi. Here we get the same story by Allah mitzvah. The ain of Saka shall suda go remes, brochel of Mitchila will love himself. An extra one. Hilkin Mavarch Mitchila's mitzvah, a shirk of the channel, will be a sofa, yalalucha. Period. Aye, let the answer start with us. The Baruch is a famous rule. Brocha smucha lechagrata. You know that rule? You should hope you know that rule. If Baruch is near another, it doesn't start with Baruch, the second one. If it's not, then it's us. He's now discussing some of those details. Well, he says it's considered there, it's separate people, not considered smucha here. It is considered smucha, a different story. Fine. This is what the Ran says, and he quotes the Ramban. Okay.
We agree that Shulchan Aruch is the mitzvah, but the bottom line is, I think there should be a lot of people, because people are going to be talking about other things, and not part of Shulchan Aruch. Face it, people aren't only talking about the Pesach, the Seder, the Shmuzi, whatever happened that day. So it's a real lesson. It's not like saying, fill up the equation.
You're right. Which part? The Ran is asking a question, how can the Chazal say, make a bracha on Hallel, and then go eat and then finish Hallel? Crazy! Right? That's not crazy! We already discussed it back on the Zion, if you remember, you have a good memory. You have cases where there is a din of hefsek, and the hefsek's not a ma'akim. Look, I should be ma'akim of Chatzila. Havadah no hefsek of Chatzila. However, if the other person was ma'akim, then we say, you have to make a bracha all over. I already told you, we saw the Ran. Famous rift now that someone talks in the middle of the of Chazar and Hashat Busav and Rosh Hashanah. So although of course we'll give him a little bit more sir, have to make a big mistake and try to get him to stop talking. But being right here, we already saw that if he did it, then you're not going to make a good brother on the shoulder. It's not considered ethnic, because you're wise, because you already began the mitzvah. Once you began the mitzvah, so it's very calm in the beginning, and the rest, although ideally it should be no ethnic, but in the end, it's not so terrible. So here too, they said, look, what can we do? We have no choice over here. We have to allow you to have your meal in between. It's not too big ethnic, and that's all. You're not allowed to get it. That's a general question. Why does Chazal institute? That's a good question. Why does the Chazal? That's a very strange question. I mean, a question of a strange bit. What kind of business is this? It's an hour and a half. What's going on in this? Partition? Why? What is it could hour and a half? Why? Why did Chazal want part of hour before, part of hour? Put it all at the end. But I would have said, as it says the Mishnah, doesn't it? First cause is it's Kiddush, the second is Hakdona, the third is Besh, the fourth is Hallel. So what are you mixing this? Why the first two prong have to be in the beginning? Of Fleas. Because the Mishnah says so, right? The Mishnah says one prong, two prong, the whole Mishnah Basil. Obviously, there's a reason for it. Yes?
The reason he can answer is that he started Moscow and the Spanish Rock, and the first one of these spoke about how they became no servant, and then they became servant of Hashem, not servant of the Egyptians. And then the end, the Shrach, he's cool the Shrach.
Yeah. Good. That's a question. Fact. The question, why is it fact? That's the way it is. Oh. Let's now think about this for a minute. We have an offering of a step of suffering, the howl of Shu'ud of Rocha. And the implication is that the way they're out of there, Rabbi Adavid said, that for some reason you didn't say Halal Shu'ud of Bracha, then you must make a Bracha on Halal in the house. And even though there's going to be a hefsek in the middle of the Halal of the meal and everything, no matter, that's so terrible. That's what it says. Now, all this is very nice. What's the Halal on? Is a Kedem HaKlokas. The Ran and the Rambam take about Halal on the Nase. Oh, excuse me. On what? On the mitzvah. What mitzvah? Mitzvah achilas pesach and achilas matzah. That's what's not found anywhere in the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud. And the Rabbeinu Dava says it goes in the Geula. Goes in the Geula. It's a little bit of a problem. Why isn't it found in Daf Yud? It's not in Daf Yud. That's not the end of the world. Now from here we move to a fascinating Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi has the many interpretations. Because I looked at the official map of Talmud, there are, I think, three or four or five interpretations, and then there's more. Rashman Brocha. So, we'll try to stick to what we have here in front of us, because it's completely overwhelmed. What is Yerushalmi? The whole Yerushalmi is really four lines. You should almost finish around the board, just to keep track of what's happening over here. What's the Ran called over here? The old Raya, the second more line of the Ran. Hare Geula Shel Hallel. Alright, that's the question, the first question. Keep it in mind, there's going to be two questions. Hare Geula Shel Hallel. What's the next? We should write it down. We should write it down a little easier. Sounds crazy, but it's easier. Nu, what's question one? What's the question again? Hare Geula what?
Shel Hallel. Geula Shel Hallel.
Achad, Zuh, Zahra.
is the Yerushalmi. So I mean, there are two questions to answer. What is this? See, this is four parts. You know, what's Chak? What's the question? What's the answer? Let's first see what the Halakha is. We'll see how many people are in these four Perushim, I think. Maybe some more readers come across. And so what's the question, what the answer is? Let's take a look. So what is the Ran Seim Shah? Let's look inside. The Chach Perusho, the fifth wide line. So the fish armor should be Rokha Achona should be Krishna. The Pnei Shih Smukh Al-Avas Olam. Shall the Fonel. Hey, the Fosechas Bevaru. That's Viyatza Benochon Mekayim, it's Viyatza Benochon, you don't have a Baruch, Hikshar, Abi Yirmi, Arei, Birchas, Asher Galanu, Woohoo! Asher Galanu! Sh'ana Bevaruch, Bolele, Psochem, Shitzmuch, Ale Baruch, Vishon, Asher Kriyas, Halal, Wee! Belav, Apostle, Ale Baruch! Sh'ar Abi Yirmi, Asover, De Baruch, Vishon, Ale Baruch, Ale Baruch, Ale Halal, Ale Shnei, Baruch, Ale 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 Daimi of the Baruch Hakodesh of Krishma Shem Post and Baal. That's the question. According to the round, the question is, let's make a few notes here. This is the round. What's the question? Gula Shel Halos mean what? Asher Ga Olano. And the question is, why Sama Kolat Yismukhole Asher Yerushan Vizisala Zivano, whatever it calls, Halos. I don't know, Likmar Halal, I don't know what that means. That's the last question. So why did it begin with Boris? What do I answer? Come on. What do I answer? No. She said, Shabbat Eknes is Yatsa. Ukshakar Vaveso, Einam, Avarech Allah, Shakvah Birch, Barab, Kadisu, Sarah Sofrid. There is no Brocha on Halal. Right? Abba Mavarech Asher Golan, Al Kol Shani. Shall be reported to the basic message. The Chema shall lift Amir, hit the key line around. Shall lift Amir, Maina, Smuchas, Pasu, and Baruch, Kamosh, and Naga, the Birchas, and Shabara, and Sasa, and Simcha.
Why?
Sasa, and
Simcha.
Asher Bara is said, even in the circumstances, we don't have any other Brahms, but we last year. But the Tunes man, right? That we only have what?
No kind
of Kadoshis, and there, and there, and all kind of cases. Even though in some cases we're all together, it doesn't make a difference. Sometimes it's separate, so we always know it's borrowed. So what's the answer for the Ran? Asher, Kinshara, Sosar, Zivan, Ohala, Yotso, Besa, Kinshas, and therefore, Ach, Bishop Omer, Sosar, that's the second one, which is the Ran S. If you do say it, it's still the second one. It's like on the below floor. Right? It says, Hiksha Rabbi Leda Pemish Deva Sofa, Shalom Abraha Shal Sof, Hallel, Tahaydi Hallelucha, She'ed a Smucha Ve'ed a Posachas. The Amalad B'Srich Husatalia Milsa Kishar Amalad B'Saber Shabrocha Rishonim Ayin L'Ligmor Asa Halel Shabavarachan Osa Eina Ela Al Shnei Prokha Rishonim Ve'in Lem B'Sof Ola Birchas Gehula U'Birchas Hashir Al Prokha Machronim Ve'in Lem Brokha Ola Fneim Afal Pikein And Polsman Bo Amal Amin And Kevin L'Fabim Eina Smucha Kigon B'Beso Afal Pishi Smuchu Beis HaKnesses Yiftach Bo Kamoshet Yiratznu B'Gehula. In other words, what are you talking about? Yalalucha. Why is Yalalucha? What's the question? So much Yalalucha. What is Yalalucha? Is what? What's Yalalucha?
Ain't a Smucha.
And nevertheless, they borrowed. How come? Why was there borrowed there? That's the question. But if you use more detail, they have to sometimes yes, sometimes no. Still have a borrow. That's the question of borrow.
Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Where is that? Ask the Gemara. Who parak Rav Yossi? What was that up to? Yeah. Uparik. See the line begins the word of Uparik? Will everyone please look inside? Uparik. Uparik Rav Yossi, the Bircha Shel Halel, Shtayim Hein. Shtayim Hein Lahabo. Kolomar Al Mitzvasa Shel Kriya. Vahainu Rishona Shel Kriya Shemavarach and Likmar Sa Halel. Viachrona Dainu Bircha Sashir. Ushtayim Hein Lubo Stolam Kiyachas Asmucha Zul Azul Yolam. Shimkor Besakneses Mavarach Shem Shtayim Kiyachas. Uvebeso ein, this is the key line, which is I flipped on this line. Uvebeso ein o mevorech mehen klal. Holy cow! Do we just said over here? Did I read this right? So if you daven in shul, and in shul you say the halal of the bracha, and you come home at night and say the halal again in the house, there's no yalalucha. Is that what he said? That's how I read it. That's my thought. And I told you before the Farish, like I made a dove. You gotta make both at all. Now, Masha Kosta Rabban of the Parish of Yerushalayim. This is really the Rabban by Miss Wait. What's in the second test? What is the first test? Yeah, in the Chinah. Elam came Tama, the Lifrach of the Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shukahu Peruka, Sagilei. Ubas of the Parak, Rabbi Yossi, Lot Zvichim Lahu Peruka. Yeah, that's the Ran says. That's Rabbi Nadavid said, the fairy. That's what it means. Ramban says that. Once in the second time, I don't need the first time. That's such a terrible thing. Well, the Ran didn't like it too much. It's still a bit of a dope. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. What was the question? Why is Aluka no borrow? It's not a smukha. Is Aluka always a smukha? Always. Marasha. If you, either you say in shul or you say both. And the home, either you say both or you say none. Alright? What do you got? Shergala? Shergala is a loner. That doesn't count. That's a.
What do you mean by
Labor? Labor means that the two Labor. That's. The two brachas, Vashem, Kishav, Shavu, Shavu, Kishav, Halal. And Halalucha, both referring to the Halal, that's one unit. And therefore, Halalucha is always considered Tzmukha L'charet. Achas, the Shavu, Shagalam is a separate unit. It's not considered Tzmukha L'anything. But once you say that answers the first question too. What was the first question? Asher, Galam, Tzmukha, Asher, Kishav, Shavu, no, it's not. Because it's nothing to do with the Halal at all. Ain't a Chalame, we're welcome to the set. After number four, you don't have two anymore. One is already Miusha, but two of Tom. That's right, that's a flea to me. That's right. We don't have that. We all say Alu. What's going on here? We all say Alu. The problem. Anyway, but now what does the Ran say? It's a little bit different twist. The Yosa Nirali. Duck Yama. Shani, Dhamma, Yosan, and Halal, and Shalom, and this is Yosa, Venom of Arachli, what step two will be called? Vafilu Haki, Mavarach, Asher Geolonim, Alma, Birchas Asher Geolonim, Eina, Smucha, the Brocha, Rishon. Right? But that's so far so good. Same as we said until now. So far so good. Then he had a twist. Ela Shabrocha, Shabrocha, Shabtiknu, Al Kol Shani. It's already a different unit as to the coast. Ubasaki Parich, Bar Sofa, Kloma, Kray Birchas Yalalucha, Shafa Picha Nitkin on the coast, Ravi, Eina Bosachas Mubaruch, Yah Birchas Asher Golona, Shafa Picha Nitkin on the coast, Shane Loyal, Dural of Sofa Mubaruch, Nezul on his battle, Svichusa, Kashir on his battle, Mibrocha, Shiva Sofi Yalalucha. My own loop shot. What's the Ran saying over here? What did Ron say? What did it say? Step two. No, what's step two?
Special brought my cousin.
He said, what? Also. What does that mean? It's an implication. It is related. Okay. This is what he said. So what did he say? The same terrace, basically. The same terrace.
afterwards. Shilling is a peculiar that closed out. I do it halal also, but it always has to shine up with halal. Adka. So the machlokas are not bothered around some of the details of this, but they basically, principles are more or less in agreement. Oh. I say, long shot for yourself. Any questions? This is Pasha Pshat. Complicated. Not easy to get through the Yerushalmi. What is even the Yerushalmi though? What's called about the highest slices? You have a chiyuv to make a chatzil anyway, say a bracha in shul, pace at night, and the implication, at least from the Ran, is that if you do so, there's no yahalalukha now. Not. The Ramban called it the Ramban. What he said was, always be Yaka. The Ramban might not agree with that. Ramban doesn't disagree with it. Just let it, sort of let it ride. Just disagree. The Ramban says, it's not Mukhru. Okay, we'll come back to that a little later. Okay. Right, that's a good point. That's exactly it.
But the whole concept of the problem is...
But it's Gamke. Halal Gamke. So then you're right over here, I'll put the parentheses. That's why it's called Birchas. It's a whole new story. Not do it, Allah. They changed the name, Birchas Hashir, gave it a facelifting, a new name, right? Because it's trying to hide a new identity. Kolama she'ena bracha kriyas Allah, Birchas Hashemachi. L'ficha kol semes ve'ena kol sachas. That's why there's no problem with it. That's the separate entity. And it's why? Kinnishim atzina b'birchas shemach shebo'os b'chasina b'lo psicha. Akshavim. Mold them and after love, the whole shemus is made of Osakas, Kav, Tirtsu, Vizem. So as far as why Al-Lukha does not begin with a Baruch, well, it's a Birchus HaShevach, a new kind of a din. Tvihani continues to rise.
since can after the share go on the oil on the top of Baruch, which they time death for the very same reason. The Karman Iloma the Virgus Yalucha Bleb Sachim have a smucha the Virgus a share go on a wee wee a whole loop shot. Yalucha smucha the share go on a to stay and ball Salmash and Scottish Bleb Sachim without falls to Brocha Rishonash or Kiddish after Shai of the people, Virgus the Mazen. I will go all of Yalucha balls on Mash and Scottish Bleb Sachim. Well, the fiqh of Donna also bracha shall yad lucha kesmucha. Heard at the wall will hold on. Inami, well, kishu berchus alucha biyam shakar ben asahal smucha vein a pasachas. Apo le pasachas, shen a smucha le roll of tofa, shen a rot pasach and bracha achas, kishtem a deus, kishu le yavol of tofa, this is why she smucha. That's simple pshat, what I'm going to show me. Fine. Fine. Good, beautiful rap. וזה מה שאמרו בירושלמי שאני שמה בית הכנסת יוצא right, what does that mean? תראה את הרשבו לפי שיט הזו wait a minute, what did we say before we said that if you didn't hear it in shul,
what
did
we
till now we said a kind of a low clue. See, on the Ramban, he says, "Af she'omer asher kiddushanu poseach v'boru." Okay, now it's something separate. But now we're saying it not that way. The Rashi boss the new word. He says, "He could create tahal b'lepsachem es haknesses ha'isa v'lo b'beisa u'lepichof ben shalom es haknesses ben lo shalom einem v'varach b'beisa." שישו חכמים מנוסיהם כדי שלא יהיה מי שלא שם מברך ומי ששם אין מברך. וואו! זה מה שבוע נאו עושה, there's never a broch in the house. That's a wee fellow. Never a broch in the house. I don't know if we do it for his reason or for a different reason. You never make a broch in the house. There are three reasons not to make a broch in the house that we already suggest on this page. What are the three? Come on. Three reasons. No, wake up! Wait, don't say shul, and if low fluke, even if you were not to say it, that's one reason. What else? Hefsek is the second reason, and third? What'd you say? Shira. Right? It's a shira. There's this kind of it in. So the three reasons given here on the page why you shouldn't be a bracha. Another say, no, there is a bracha. And I'm an alif. There is a bracha. It's a dove, it screams, there has to be a bracha. Right? No, not a good one. Not one. Somebody said the maral is a good
one.
Bracha. Okay. No, from the beginning. Yeah. I've never seen a Haggadah without Asher Kiddushanu at the beginning of Hallel, and I've never seen a bracha. Okay, bracha. I've never seen a Haggadah without a bracha with a bracha at the beginning of Hallel. I've never seen a Haggadah without a bracha at the end of Hallel. I guess I see all the same Haggadah, standard Haggadah, Maxwell House, but they all seem to have a bracha at the end, not at the beginning. Yeah. We'll get to that. That's the end of the day. That's the next part of the Shira. We'll get to that. The Arich Gedola. What to do about that? I don't know what to tell you about that anymore. But we'll discuss it in a few minutes. Yes? That's right. Low plug. Some heard of the shul, some didn't. But the Rashba. Or Hetzik, which is what some suggest, which the Ram rejects. Or Shira, Rav Haigal, as the Ramban understands. What does that mean? We'll count that a little later. Okay. Rabosa. Now what is the Alalucha story? To say Alalucha is a Birchus of Mitzvah and Hal is almost impossible. Because if the Birchus and Mitzvah and Halal, after the Birchus and Mitzvah at the beginning, more needed after now, the Mishnah. So there again seems to be a number of possibilities. What is the Alalucha? What exactly is it? What exactly is the Alalucha story? What in the world is it? What is the Alalucha? So, the Rama just said it has nothing to do with Halal whatsoever.
compulsory. Kolshevi. So I changed the name, the whole story, we just saw this whole piece over here in Iran. That's one way out. Nothing to do with the halal at all, so the mail it is not bracha before. Iran at the end, the last paragraph. The last paragraph, the Ramatul Aval, where the Iran said that. I'm not sure what the Ram himself is doing. That's the Ram within a high gone perhaps. The Ram is true. The Ram itself on Amud Beis says it refers to both the coast and the Halach. The Ram, if you have high gone, refers to water, refers to new. Help me out. To the coast exclusively. Coast exclusively. Yeah. The Ran says it's both could be means what Rabbi David says in right over here in our top, that like this carefully. When the David says it has to do a little with halal, not a grif high gone, it's not to do with halal. But it's not a grif hasamit, so then it'll be shver wise in their bracha at the beginning. But it's a birchas hashir. What does that mean, birchas hashir? Well, the chazal made a takana. We all know the chazal takana. Chazal takana was say the bracha ala coast. You have to have one coast for kiddush and one for agoda, one for benching, one for halal. Kach tiknu chazal. Kach tiknu chazal. The Mela, they introduced the bracha as well. The bracha, it maybe is perhaps a link, if you will, between the halal and the coast. So I can use the Raman and I meant on Amud Aleph. It's on halal and on the coast. It links one to the other. But what is interesting is that as you look at Rabbi Nadavid, that's what footnote 47 points out in Rabbi Nadavid, that Rabbi Nadavid apparently learned that pshat of Haigo. I thought he was right in the footnote. He said like this, Rabbeinu Mefarish Kavanas Rav Haigo Kefi Shabir L'shitaso Shetikno Halal L'sidur L'hidur HaKosos V'eino Ton Brocha Menatam. We saw in footnote 38 She'eino Chovel L'yatzmo. That's how it's trying to Rav Haigo. Rav Haigon also can be one of many things. You said you don't say B'Torah Kriya, but B'Torah Tamira Shira. What does that mean? That can either be with Rabbi Nadavid interprets it to me, that Birchas Hashir, because it links, you know, the halal and somehow is connected with the coast, it's kind of a Shira, and therefore there's the Bracha. It's always said at the end on the coast, not at the beginning. That's one shot. Or the way we know that the Risker Rav said a whole hoop shot. That the Torah Shira, the new din, the love of the Shadin. That is also my. The halal shabbat before shekevin shukili anach the autonomy mitzrayim k'mol shehem karo halal b'shvila neisful vav not a mitzvah or mitzvah then kach yesh oleinu yitzvah shevel hilu l'chadosh baruch hu. Wow. So even that, even assuming that it means shira, because what exactly does that mean? This is what I always thought, the maral, spontaneous.